it was always going to shape up to be a good clash against the Seagulls. They came out firing, as we've spoken about, and the Sharks couldn't complete a set for the first 20 minutes and ended up going down 35-18. Paul Gallen, good morning. Sorry about mentioning that, mate.
No, that's right, boys. It was a wake-up call we needed, hopefully. I mean, the last 3 weeks we've been down 12-0, 12-0, 18-0 before we started playing. And as I said, hopefully be the wake-up call we need to realise that doesn't matter what we've done in the past, it matters what we're doing now, and giving teams a 12-point head start, and as we saw, 18 on the weekend, just isn't good enough.
Mm. And what do you put it down to? Manly's good play, your poor play, combination of the two, Paul?
Yeah, a combination of the two. I thought, we can't take nothing away from Manly on the weekend. They were way better than us in every single area. Mm. We started slow, and I don't know what to put it down to. I thought early on they had probably a couple of calls go their way with errors by us, but then they just capitalised on it, and we never, I think in the first 20 minutes they made 5 tackles. It's just it's just unheard of. Now Marty DePauw made 10 tackles the entire game. Being a middle front row, we wonder why we found him hard to handle. He wasn't tired at all. So and that was the same as their whole forward pack, and as I said, the whole team across the park played really well. And Cherry Evans had the icing on the cake a couple of times. So it was a totally good performance by them, and a pretty ordinary one by us. But we can't take any away from Manly. They beat us in every area.
Mm. So you say a wake up call, Gal. Just need to harness things again.
Yeah, I think so. Just go back, and we've got today off, and got a decent day tomorrow. We'll go in and review the video and go through it, and I suppose individually sit down and talk about our own game and talk about where we think we can improve. And I think it's a wake-up call we needed. As I said, the last few weeks haven't been good enough. We've been scrapping out with wins, and we were beaten against Melbourne in the last couple of minutes, so we sort of took some positives away from that. But sometimes you need a loss and a decent one to show you where you're really at. And while I think we clawed our way back into that game still on the weekend, I thought it was a little bit false. Manly were beating us through the middle. They were beating us in the play the ball. They beat us in their completion rate. That's probably the biggest thing we have to fix up, and we've known it all year. It's just that we've been good enough to get out of it because we are such a good, tough team. We've managed to claw our way back in the games and get the win, but when you complete that 65% against the top 8 side, it's going to be a very long day, which as it was on Sunday.
Mm. Everything all right down there at Shark Park, Gal?
What are you on about, Jimmy?
Well, there's a bit of speculation around, Andrew Fifita came off contract and he was re-signed very quickly. James Maloney made a lot of noise in the media about not being re-signed and saying he's underpaid, and nothing seems to have happened there. Is any issue there between coach and player?
Well, certainly not with Andrew Fifita. No, I don't think he would have signed a 5-year deal if he had any issue at all. So
Maloney and Flanagan.
Yeah, look, but with Jimmy, obviously there's been a lot of noise previously, but I think Jimmy came out in the preparation for Origin 2 and basically said, I'll be at the club next year. So from what we know as a playing group, there is no issue there at all. And as I've said, I think I've said on this show before, Jimmy's never showed any sign of not being happy at the club or not pulling his weight around training or in the game. Look, I know we never had the best game on the weekend, but he was one of 17 guys that had a pretty ordinary game. So we're not casting any blame there on Jimmy. I think the whole team was way off, as we saw. But as far as training goes, there's no issue around there. Everyone's, we've spoken over the past few weeks on the show how hungry we still are and how much we're still working hard in the gym and working hard in the field. I just put it down to a poor performance, and one that I said is probably a little bit timely for us, and hopefully we can turn it around.
All right, mate. State of Origin. We haven't spoken since then. I bet you were screaming at the TV, or were you at the game?
Yeah, I was at the game, and certainly wishing that last kick out. I think as he struck it, I actually thought he missed it, and then I remembered the strong first now. I was pretty happy when he first struck it, but obviously not too happy after it went through the post. And it was a missed opportunity from New South Wales, but they won up there in game one. I think they go there with some confidence, and I still think they can get the win up there. I really do. I mean, I thought they could have won anyway if Jonathan Thurston was there, but Jonathan Thurston is just so important to that team, and we saw what happened in game one when he never played. And he won't be there game three, and you throw on top of that Darius Boyd, who's been important to their side for a number of years as well. So look, I think New South Wales can still get the job done. They just made it a little bit hard on themselves, and they'll probably be a little bit upset the first day or two going back into camp having to review that game. But I think they've been the better side for the majority of both games. They just went away from their plan a little bit, I suppose, the back end of that second half.
Would you make any changes for New South Wales?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any need. Barring injury this weekend, I mean, it's still another game for everyone to get through. We know how long a week in rugby league is, but I don't think there's any need to make changes. And when you hear the way Laurie Daly talks, I think he's thinking the same thing. And I doubt if there are any injuries for this weekend, there won't be any changes from the 19 players that he's had in camp the entire time. So I think the boys that have been there can do the job. I think they've got to play Queensland for the middle, which is what they did in the first game, obviously, yeah. And then the majority of the second game. And I thought they went away from that at the back end of the second half and tried to go a little bit too lateral and obviously came out with errors. And if you give Queensland set starts inside your half, with those the four best players, their spine, eventually going to make you pay, and that's sort of what happened. Mm.
Keep your New South Wales hat on. Who do you not want Queensland to pick in place of Jonathan Thurston?
I really don't care, to be honest. And that's with my New South Wales hat on. I think they can pick whoever they want. No one's going to be able to replace from first, and that's just the way it is. Whoever comes in is going to do a different job. But the aura that Jonathan Thurston has in that Origin arena and for that side is irreplaceable, I believe. So, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the way New South Wales plays. I thought that was the way they lost the game. Game two, they went away from their plan. They made errors. They gave penalties away, and that's what let Queensland back into the game. I think if New South Wales play their game to their ability, I think they'll win.
Daly Cherry Evans, though, mate, his form is, you'd think they'll pick him, but then there's all this talk, Gal, that maybe won't fit into the structure, or there's something about his personality that won't fit in. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, look, I don't know how true that is about his personality. No. I think that he obviously had a chance in 2014 and was, that was the only series we've won in the past 10 years. He had another shot in 2015 in game two and we dominated that game as well. So I suppose the chances that he's had, he hasn't taken them with both hands, and obviously New South Wales have won. I don't know if that's in the back of the selectors' minds. And obviously he hasn't been part of their team for the past 2 years now. I think it's an easy fix just slotting Michael Morgan straight in there. I mean, he's been a part of the camp for 2 years now. He'd know what the play's inside out. He'd know exactly what's going on. He'd be one of Jonathan Thurston's great mates. Thurston will be in camp helping them out. So I think that's just an easy fix. And you can bring a Cherry Evans onto the bench. That's the way Cherry Evans used to play. But, I'm sure the Queensland players have it sorted out. It's just a lot of media speculation at the moment. But for me, if you ask me to put an opinion, I think that'd be the easiest fix. Cherry Evans gets in on the bench and Morgan goes into the halves.
Big game against the Roosters this Saturday. Any idea he'll be playing hooker for the Sharks in that one, Gal?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's too big an issue. We've had New Brown. New Brown's trained hooker a fair bit throughout the pre-season and throughout the season. So I think a New Brown or a Joseph Paulo can slot straight in there. It's not too big a deal for us. And look, the way we've played this year, we haven't played a lot off the hooker like we did last year. We sort of saw more delivers out of dummy half to the halfback. So it's not going to be an issue for us at all. And I think having New Brown or Joey Paulo there, it's a bigger body in the middle as well. Poor Jade, and he's been absolutely outstanding for us all year. But just in his first year of first grade at 21 years old, he's probably coming to that point where we really needed Seguiaro back. It's just the same in the way that he's broken his jaw. He's going to be out for a number of weeks. It would have been good to get Seguiaro back after the bye. Then all of a sudden, Jade now has to play 40 to 50 minutes rather than the entire 80 minutes. So we'll get through this weekend against the Roosters. Obviously, we need to turn it around and get a win and have the bye after that. And then we'll get Seguiaro back after that, who I think will be a big plus for us going into the semi-finals the back end of the year.
What's it like for you, first time in a long time, that Origin hasn't been involved in your games for Cronulla? So do you feel the difference, and can you see the impact now that it has on those Cronulla players that have returned from Origin?
Yeah, absolutely. It goes to show what a huge beast Origin is and, what a toll it takes, not only on your body, but on your mind. I mean, I saw the boys come back last week and, look, as much as they tried and as much as they all wanted to play, it's just hard. It's just really, really hard to get back mentally. And, as I said, there were 17 guys there for Crown on the weekend that never played well. But the Origin tie, what it takes on your body and what it takes on your mind is absolutely enormous. It's like a season in those three games. And, you know, even after it, to come back after it, I remember just to come back after, I used to think I was okay, but they're usually very hard performances to get back in. It takes a week or two to really get back into your club environment and put the Origin behind you and move on. And, now, fingers crossed next week, New South Wales can get the win. So when the boys do come back, they are in a better frame of mind than what they were last game.
Exactly.
It is really, really tough to come back from, and without a doubt, I've noticed it from with those boys on the weekend. And you know, from a personal point of view, it's a whole lot easier for me. My body feels great. The stress in my life isn't there at the moment, so I'm sort of glad it's all over for me personally. But for these boys, it is tough.
Yeah. Gal, you're a good man. We thank you.
Thanks, guys. Talk next week.
Play well on the weekend. It'll be against the Roosters.